In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining us once again for Just Getting By with Sir Craig and Chemslave. I am Sir Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing today?
Even more drunk than the previous 2 days.
Wow, you are just a slush. My God. Are you going to be okay for the show?
I can see straight, so I think I'm fine.
You know, I shouldn't be talking about anybody saying anything bad, but that did not come out right. We might have some issues, but let's see how this goes. So we have kind of a wacky show for you in store today, because we got some kind of frivolous stories. We usually do a technology segment at the end, but we, you know, technology hasn't really been that interesting lately, so we are just doing some kind of interesting stories. So mine is, I love dogs. Chemslave, you know I love dogs. I'm a dog guy. I love dogs. So this story just really disgusted me. And before any of you in the audience get really scared, nothing happens to the dog. But you see, what happened is this family dog, just a good old little dog, well, not little, it was a black lab, but this dog, not nicest dog in the world, it sounds like, came home from a trip out into the woods, and he was carrying, you know, take a guess, Chemslave, what was he carrying?
A foot?
Nope.
A bleeding heart of someone?
Nope.
I don't know, hand?
Yep. What kind of hand? A human hand. This dog carried home to his masters a human hand. Now, this is not an important story at all. This has no impact on anything. But it's just interesting. There is an angle to this story that is kind of suspicious. Because, obviously, when you have a dismembered human hand, you kind of want to know where it came from. It's usually a good idea to find these things out. So, you know, the police started looking for a cadaver, a body. And they found him. But, you know, who... Take a guess who this body would be. Just guess. What body would this be?
Who knows?
Well, evidently the police do know. Because they immediately said, oh, this is an illegal immigrant from Mexico.
Greg, you're wrong. They didn't say it was an illegal immigrant. They said it was a suspected unauthorized immigrant.
Oh,
because words do matter, Craig. Words matter.
Excuse me. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mr. Political Correctness. You know, I didn't even see that. I read that, and I immediately thought illegal immigrant, and I didn't even think twice about it. That is outrageous. What the hell is a suspected unauthorized immigrant? What is so wrong about saying illegal immigrant, or a suspected illegal immigrant? What is authorized immigrant? What is the point? We all know what that means. That's just insulting. That's insulting to my intelligence. My God.
Respect my authority.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's probably what it is. That's like a subliminal way of saying the government has authority over you, and you could wind up dead if you don't get the authorization to be here.
We even have the severed hand to prove that.
Indeed we do. And supposedly we have the body, too. Who knows if we really do or not. Alright, so that was kind of like a little diversion, but you have a really, I don't know if I should call this a cool story, or a pathetic story, or I don't know what, but why don't you go ahead and tell the audience what your story is?
Well, we have finally have proof that Bert and Ernie are not gay. They're just best friends.
What is the proof of that?
Some douchebag, what is his name? Let me see. Lair Scott. Lair Scott is a big douchebag. He created, a petition on, change.org, a very, liberal, petition site just to sort of get people, crazy about some stupid topic. And he set up a petition that Bert and Ernie should tie the knot. Because, you know, they must be gay because they live together.
And so they're not going to tie the knot then, huh?
No, it's the Sesame Workshop, who actually the nonprofit organization that actually produces the show. They're like, yeah, no. They're only best friends. They're puppets. They're sexless. And the show is made for 2 to 4 year olds who don't really know what the hell homosexuality is or heterosexuality is. It's just to teach them how to be friends, work with people who are different than you, who have different opinions than you, learn how to count the alphabet. It's not to indoctrinate people about homosexuality that, oh, look, these two are gay and they are married. This show is not based on that premise.
And thank God. Now, you will not find a more ardent supporter of gay marriage than me. And that's gotten me into some heated arguments with fellow conservatives. I've been called a liberal for that one issue. But I truly believe that there is no reason imaginable not to allow gays to marry. Why? Usually, any argument against gay marriage comes down to, well, just because. It has never been that way, so that means it can never be that way. And I find that to be a very myopic point of view. But, that being said, this is the sort of indoctrination that I was talking about 2 shows ago, the chickification of America. And to see a production company stand its ground and realize its audience and not try to exploit these little kids for political purposes is so refreshing. These are tiny, tiny little kids, and they should not be seeing that stuff. Not that being gay is not appropriate, but they shouldn't be subjected to sexuality really on any level, or at least on an overt level, like a marriage to a homosexual union marriage would be. That their political correctness has gone so far in this country that it is gratifying to see somebody stand up to these people. What do you have to say?
Oh, I've known several gay people in my life. Really nice people. I would love for them to have the same opportunity as the rest of us do to get married, get divorced, and go live through all the problems that go along with that. And it's like we should not have a monopoly on all that suffering.
Absolutely.
We should not be saving them from that. So I was like, I'm all for it. I actually have a quote from this petition that sort of stamps, like, pounds in the point that this guy is not really trying to teach these kids that this is okay, but to indoctrinate them. It's like, in this horrible age of LGBT kids taking their own lives, they need to know that they are beautiful and their lives are worth living. It's like, end quote. It's like, what the hell? 2 to 4 year olds do not commit suicide. They might accidentally fall out a window or get killed by their crazy parent, but they're not committing suicide. They don't even know what the fuck this shit is.
Well, you raise a good point. That's absolutely right. kids that age are really not aware of a whole lot. Their world is expanding on a minute-by-minute basis, and every new experience is a new experience. And they are learning like you wouldn't believe. Pathways are being formed in the brain. Skills, ideas are popping up and being submerged at the same time. It's a fascinating time of human development. But it is not a time that should be exploited for political purposes, which is what this petition intended to happen.
This is sort of a callback to one of our first shows where I found an article and talked about that genderless preschool in I think it's Sweden it was Sweden.
That was our very first show, but way before we even called it Just Getting By.
Yeah, that's just crazy. This is just everything is just calling back. It's just a fractal of everything else.
It is. All this stuff is related. It's all related. And that's what's scary about this. This isn't just a one-off thing. This is what I was talking about two shows ago. This is a concerted effort to either dumb down the country or emasculate the country or hypnotize or indoctrinate the country. I mean, they're getting us at the age of 2 to 4. Again, not that the idea itself is wrong. It's not. It is absolutely valid. But it's just inappropriate to the age group. And if they can have this on Sesame Street, what else could they have on Sesame Street? It's a precedent-setting thing that would have been terrible had it gone through. Now, thankfully, this is all speculative because Sesame Street had the good sense to avoid doing that. Do you have anything else to say about this?
Oh, not really. I've read like several articles on this thing just to get a proper perspective on what the hell's happening. And this one guy on the Baptist Press News who wrote an article about this is like, it's like, well, there are bullies in preschools. In reality, it's like, who's going to rule the sandbox? Be first in line. It's not going to be that little Timmy is effeminate or sounds quote unquote gay. This little kids don't understand that shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this brings us to the end of Friday's show. So we will see you. You know, I always say see. I don't know what it is with me. It might be the beer that I've had. I don't know. We don't see you. You hear us. Yeah, yes, that would not be a good sight. But you hear us. We don't even hear you. But we will talk to you again next week. And if you liked the show, if you liked the stream, if you like No Agenda, donate. Donate to these people, John and Adam, and the other staff involved with No Agenda. They all need your help. This is important. The show itself is important, and the stream is important. The whole ecosystem is important, and it has to be maintained. So donate, donate, donate. Dvorak.org/NA, NoAgendaShow.com, NoAgendaNation.com. Donate.
Yeah, they need your cash.
You see, don't send your blankets. Don't send food. They just want your cash. So, on that note, we will see you again next week. Damn it! Okay, I'm cutting that one out. Okay, alright. I'm gonna have to edit this. Fuck! Alright, give me a few seconds so I can see. Give me a few seconds so I can see the waveform in Audacity, okay? So on that note, we will talk. Fuck. All right.
We need to leave one of these in.
So, on that note, we will talk to you again next week. Say goodbye, Kemslave.
See you next week.
Asshole.